What is the role of our emotions in a worship service? Well, we are to worship in spirit and in truth, Jesus said, and spirit has to do with emotion. The role of the emotion is to respond to the truth. Worship should not be sort of a, I guess you could say, an inducing of an emotional response. It's not just the warm and fuzzies. It's not playing, you know, lilting melodies with a sort of a melancholy rhythms, soft kind of emotional rhythms that sort of sweep us away emotionally in kind of a feeling expression that we call worship. That's not worship. Worship is when I, with my mind, contemplate the truths about God and about Christ and about salvation. And it is in the understanding and contemplation of those truths that my emotions are moved to joy, to exhilaration, to sing, to say thanks, to be overwhelmed, to weep. If all you're doing is having your emotions sort of manipulated by the music, then you've missed it. Your emotions need to respond to the mind grasping the wonders of our God and of Christ and the glories of salvation. Then we should have music that appeals to the mind, first of all. Messages that appeal to the mind, first of all. So that whatever is our emotional response, we're responding not to some physical seduction, not to some physical manipulation, but to divine truth that has gripped our minds.